Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And today we're talking about the process of psychic development and taking calls for on-air reading. So welcome, callers, to our show. We have several people in the queue. And so I think today, are we going to talk first or take calls first,
Neil?
Well,
we can take some calls first.
Okay, well, we got to get to our topic, because when we take calls first, we don't. So we're going to pause after these three. And discuss. So we're going to stick to that plan today. So we will take callers. We're going to be getting to in just a second, but I want to invite our callers to join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. Those accounts are linked here on Blog Talk Radio. And the number for the show, 914-338-0164. You may call us and press 1 if you'd like to speak with us today. And after the show, 562-596-7818 is the number to call with inquiries regarding further conversation. Email inquiries are going to be referred back to the phone number, so you might as well just call if you have questions. Okay, first call. So the order, first of all, 313 is our first, 508, and then 516. 313.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Sherelle.
Oh, hi, Sherelle.
Hi. Long time no speak.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Sherelle. S-H-E-R-E-L-L.
Right. What's your birth date again?
11-30-93. 11-30-93? Yes, ma'am.
Where are you calling from? Can you remind us?
Detroit, Michigan.
That's right. Okay, 15. She's a 27.9. And what is your question today, Sherelle?
I just like messages from the other side.
Messages from the other side. Usually you want messages the other side, if I remember correctly.
She likes to connect
with the other side. And I think you connected with her grandmother last time we talked.
Mm-hmm.
Am I remembering
that
right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But I did have a question. Why is Sam being so bitter towards me?
I'm sorry? Oh, why is Sam being so bitter towards you?
Yeah, like, what's... I call him, he don't want to talk really, and I don't know what's going on with him.
Okay, can you talk right into your receiver because you're fading out? So,
can you hear me now?
A little bit better. So you have a question about someone named Sam?
Yes.
And you're having problems in the relationship?
Well, it never was a relationship. It's always been a friendship, and I haven't heard from him over a year.
Right.
But every time I call, it's just...
We're in a relationship right now. It's a, you know, relationship in general terms. I wasn't implying that it was romantic necessarily, but you're friends and you're having a problem. He's not responding to you?
Yes.
What do you think, Neil?
Well, Sam gets moody at times, doesn't he? And sometimes haven't you gotten into little arguments about things?
Yes.
And sometimes, was there recently, or maybe you haven't talked to him in a year, you said? Did you get into an argument about a personal topic that he was going through, and you were sort of challenging him on options or the way he was looking at something? Did that occur within the sometime within that year or the year before you guys broke up?
Probably so, but the last argument was about him not calling me during the time my car got stolen, and I was just looking for that support from him. If we were friends with benefits.
He wasn't supporting her during this crisis she was having.
Your car got stolen, mm-hmm. and you were expecting him to support you on that. He wasn't quite available. Did you criticize him for not supporting you?
I did. I honestly did. Yeah. Because I didn't feel like that was right. If we friends with benefits, I'm expecting a little bit more than just nothing.
Yeah.
At least, you know, hey, how you doing? Can I help you out a little bit? Even though I didn't need help, it was just the thought that counts.
Yeah. You know, it hit a chord. You were probably justified. You know, you got stolen. You weren't getting support from your friend. And then you criticized him with the intention of trying to get support from him during that criticism. What that criticism probably did for Sam was got under his skin. Maybe it hit a nerve. You know, maybe it has something to do with his upbringing. But it prompted him to get angry enough to create a distance. And I don't know if it was totally in regard to your car being stolen and your desire to have a connection with him for support. I think that there was an issue that Sam probably holds from his deeper past that got triggered, and there's a sort of distant mode that he can express or activate.
Yeah, because I called him yesterday. You know, I'm like, hey, how you doing? And I called him last week. How you doing? I'm still doing the same way, like how you called me last week. I said, okay, like, I'm busy. Bye. I'm like, dang.
Did he respond when you called? No.
I mean, he answered, but it was just like a rush. Like, I'm busy. Bye. I'm still doing the same how I was doing last week. Okay, bye. I said, okay.
How long have you known Sam? Have you known Sam for 10 years or how long?
No, I haven't known him for like a good 4 or 5 years maybe. But it's just always been the way that it is.
Well,
what's Sam's birthday?
11/15/91.
1/1/15. And what year is he born?
11/15/91.
5, 6, 7, 8, 18. That's why you're getting a 10.
Yeah.
He's a 28/10/1.
Yeah, that's why.
Well,
you know, I don't know. You know, Sherelle, he probably has issues that are deeper rooted than maybe what he's consciously connecting to right now. Right now, you've annoyed him, and it doesn't mean that it's justified or not. It hit a chord with him. Did he ever complain to you about his upbringing or his past or his mother, or did he have any issues in his family?
No, he always been very secretive. He never got off until his background, really. He always been very secretive.
Secretive. Well, there's note there that I think helps to explain what he's going through. He's, you know, there's a, I don't want to invade Sam's privacy or, you know, speak too harshly about him, but I think that there's some personal issues that he's going through, and somehow you hit a chord. And it just, there's something deeper going on than just you not getting support from him. Something else is going on. And those secrets hold something in terms of his life that somehow you tapped into. And unfortunately, you got hurt by it. And there's a separation, there's a coldness there that isn't appropriate. I mean, as a friend, he should address you and talk to you. But there's an issue going on with him that is above and beyond your friendship. It's something deeper. So that's coming. You know, it would take more time to probe. As far as messages from the other side, the only other thing I'm getting real quick is an apron. There's something to do with somebody who had an apron that was like homemade or something. There was stitchery on it. And I don't know, it would seem to me like a grandmother's apron or something like that. But just mm-hmm. real quickly, because we have to move on, we spent so much time on Sam. Is there any such kitchen apron story or anything that you connect to immediately?
That my mom had, yeah, but that was years ago, something that she had worn years ago.
Yeah, but yeah, whether it's years ago or not, that it sounds like there's a specific vibration that's connecting at least to your mother with an apron, mm-hmm. so that's significant.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what time period
is your mother,
it has.
Is your
oh,
mother
yeah, that,
is your
oh,
mother
yeah, answer the question,
earthbound?
Though. I'm sorry?
Is your mother still earthbound?
Yes, she is. She's in a different state than I am.
Has your
grandmother
crossed over?
Yes, she did, but her mother's mother is still living, which is my grandmother's ex-passed away. Her mom's still living.
Your grandmother on your mother's side is still alive, and your grandmother on your father's side is deceased? Is that correct?
No, my mom on my mom's side, my mom's mother deceased, but my grandmother's mother is still living on one whole side, which is my mom's side. If that
no,
makes
no,
sense.
I'm talking about, is your grandmother on your mother's side alive or crossed over?
No, she crossed over.
Yeah,
yeah, she's
the
over.
One with the message. She's the one with the message that we can't get into details about, but she's the one with the message that is probably moving around attitudes of love and connection.
Okay.
Okay, Sherelle.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you
Take
both.
Care.
You're
yeah,
welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I believe this is Mary, M-A-R-I.
Yeah.
10-18-85.
Kristen and Neil, how are you?
Good.
Yeah,
how are you,
good.
Mary?
I mean, I'm okay. I'm not great. But I just was calling because I've been listening to your archives like a ton, and I'm such a fan. Like, I just really – I love what you guys do. So but my question today is about my karmic number, which is 33, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, my question is just really quick – so like for about 5 months now or so, like I've been seeing 33 like crazy. Like it's almost like it's like stalking me. Like when I see it, I almost like roll my eyes and just kind of laugh a little bit because it's just everywhere. And I, after like listening to all your shows, like I noticed you guys always ask people like, well, what happened, you know, this time? Because that's when like their karmic number came up. So my question is why, like, do you guys have any idea of why I'm seeing this and what change might be happening? Because sometimes I hear people say, well, yeah, that's the year, you know, my mom died, or like, that's the year, you know, sometimes it's like, oh yeah, that's the year I got married, like, and that's awesome. But I mean, for me, like, do you guys see why that might be happening for me, like, and why it's so pertinent in my like daily life?
Well, I mean, first of all, you're coming up on that birthday after this birthday. You're 31, right?
I'm 31, yeah.
You're 31, so you're turning 32, but 33 is like, you know, on the horizon. It's coming close, so that's coming up for you. And maybe why you're connecting with 33 and seeing it all the time, and also because it's in your head, obviously, you know, you get something in your head and start seeing it on, you know, clocks or wherever. That could possibly be it. There could be more content why you're seeing that number, but you know, it's that's not determined yet. The other thing is, like, a lot of times, Mary, when people have their karmic change, as you mentioned, you know, there's tragedy sometimes. Sometimes it's, you know, just kind of not a tragedy necessarily, but like a move. Sometimes it's a love relationship. Someone gets married, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, if it's like someone dies, it's bad. You can marry someone and end up in divorce. So it just depends on, you know, the movement of your life on a transcendent path, whether that's really happening or there's, you know, a more karma being carried into that transcendent path. I mean, what do you think, Neil, as far as what's happening for her at 33?
Well, see, that's all correct. The idea, what's happening when you turn 33 is in your code, you're going to be moving in your linear code from an 8
to an
in
eight.
The day to an 8 in the year. Now, what this means is that you're actually, whether you want to define this as the universe or guides or spirits all connected to your own life. You're preparing for a great transition at that age, at 33. You're going to be making a major, you're going to be rebirthing in a way that is a very dramatic year for you. So what is going to happen is that you, what you're doing right now in your life that you are, that you determine to be long-range plans, you have to start preparing and reinforcing whatever strength you can for those long-range plans. Whatever you're planning to do that you might want to get away from or release, you have to start preparing for what life would be like when you don't have those energies anymore, those situations. Because you're going through a big change at 33. You're going to be dramatically changing. This could be in your environment, in your home, your relationship. All those things are going to amount to major events in your life is coming up in less than a year and a half.
So what I think is great about Mary is that she's listening to the shows and is aware that this change is coming up. So you can prepare. A lot of people don't know and are not equipped. So now that you know, you can start to release those things in your life that don't fit and start to work on, you know, the more positive aspects of your life on whatever level you're working on.
One thing you want to consider is that whatever you are carrying in your life regarding your issues, your family, your upbringing, your the things that you feel are still plaguing you, if indeed that is the case, you start working on releasing those things. Your karma indicates that you've gone through some challenges. 1018 does add up to a 10, which happens again to be your month. There's a 101, which has an 11, which indicates some pretty difficult complications in your upbringing. It may be family. It may be surrounding other aspects other than family, but you've had your challenges. Now, So those challenges you have carried with you in your psyche, in your body, in your mind, in your soul. What you're going to need to do at approaching the age of 33 is to not carry them anymore. You're supposed to release them. Now we can do that through therapy. You can do it through psychic work. You can do it through self-esteem work. You know, that's what you need to do first, because you don't want to carry that baggage into your transition.
So I want to ask her, because, you know, she's talked to us about relationship and she was involved in a relationship that had some questionable aspects. How is that going?
Well, I basically just said, I left it, didn't burn the bridge or anything, but I just said, listen, this is what I need. And if we can't come to a situation where, you know, we're both on the same page, then, you know, I always, like I said to him, and I think we both agree, it's like putting the crayon down in a painting, you know, like I think it feels like it doesn't have closure, but it's just not the time right now. Or maybe it won't ever be in this lifetime. I don't know. It doesn't feel like it's completely hemmed up and done, but it's like I had to put the crayon down. Like there's nothing we can, like he's not willing to, we're both at a stalemate, and it's just, so we're going to try to do the best we can working together, but we have to keep it that way, like as friends.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it has to be, because if we just try to keep forcing something that's just right now not able to budge, it's not really going to, you know, it's not going to be good.
Right. Well, and also at least releasing that's on that level where you're not engaging in a romantic connection with him and deciding to leave it professional. Perhaps something will open with someone else, maybe a better fit for you and your lifestyle, because I know that there were things with the way that he lives that didn't quite mesh with the relationship that you wanted.
I think it's too, like it's like he's very conflicted about his lifestyle as well. Like, so I think that's even more like makes it even worse, because he's not really living his truth, because it's obviously some discomfort from him living that way. And I'm just getting involved with his confusing energy is just like, I know what I need. I know personally, I know what I need, and I'm sure about it. You know, my energy is clear about it. But his is just, he's like not really sure. And he's like, you know, he's all over the place. And I'm just like, I can't, you know, this is something you need to figure out. And if you figure it out, you can come back to me. But maybe if I'm not with someone else, but you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's kind of where we left it. But
So there's two issues. When we talk about needs, we're talking about things we don't have within ourselves. We're talking about things that we're trying to derive from our environment. They're needs that we have, meaning that we aren't self-contained already. Those
mm-hmm.
needs are things that you're lacking. Now, usually what happens is if we aren't properly nurtured throughout our life, then we develop
mm-hmm.
needs, and we keep looking in our environment for that void to be filled. So you want to put down the crayon. So what you want to do is you want to put down your childhood needs and become totally self-sufficient first. And from that
mm-hmm.
point forward, then being that intact and healthy, then you find your soulmate, then you find your significant other. Unless you're fortunate enough to find somebody who can address your needs and does so in a way that is healthy. And
right.
where you don't have to constantly ask, then that's a blessing. You found a really true soulmate. But short of that, if you're not getting your needs met, that means that you're still seeking your adulthood within yourself. And the universe may be saying, Mary, you need to be self-sufficient first. You need to look at what makes you a total healthy human being and find resource within yourself, and then venture out and find your soulmate. That might be one possibility.
Well, I will say that that's definitely something that is definitely happening. Like I purchased my own home, so I live by myself. I have a daughter that I raised pretty much on my own. I have my own, like my music career is of my own. Like I have a lot of things that are my own that I feel really confident about who I am. And so I'm clearly sure about what I'm more clear now in my life than like what I not need, as you say, need. But I mean, you want to be close with someone. You can't be close. I mean, when you're close with yourself, it's fine. But when you just want to, you know what I mean? Like there's some things you just can't give yourself, I think, like slightly.
Right. And it sounds like on a linear physical level, you've done some great things. You know, having a home at your age is notable. I mean, to be able to do that, and the fact that you're secure in your career and that you're raising a child. You also want to tie up any psychological loose ends that there were from childhood that you might bring into a relationship and attract the wrong kind of partner, which, I mean, you know, as passionate as the relationship was between you and this guy, I think that, you know, being that he was in a relationship, whether open or not, wasn't exactly maybe the future you saw for yourself being in a triangle. So so as far
yeah.
as that goes, moving into the age of 33, I think it's really important.
Yeah, and moving into the age of 33, you have two eights there. So you're going to be meeting a reflection. You're going to be meeting a really wonderful human being. I think there's a union in that transition that's going to be very satisfying to you, whether
yeah.
it's within yourself or with some significant
mm-hmm.
other person. But you have a good reach right now of getting closer to that age of 33 and experiencing a really blissful year that has long longevity. It's going to have some legs to it. Absolutely.
Well, I hope so. That sounds
yeah.
good. I was just, yeah, I didn't know if it was like a warning or what it was, why I keep seeing it. And I'm just like, I don't know. And it was before I started all this numerology, like listening to you guys. So I was just like, I don't know why I kept seeing 33 and it still won't go away. But now I know. So I'm just going to keep listening to your stuff. And
well, we really appreciate
yeah.
your support of the show, Mary. I have to ask you a question because I did listen to you online. I listened to your music. You know Single
yeah.
Gun Theory? Are you familiar with Single Gun Theory?
No, no.
Oh, my gosh. You have to go look up Single Gun Theory because that kind of reminded me of your sound. Because it's
no
that
way.
Electronic, but it's Single Gun Theory.
Okay.
YouTube it.
okay.
That reminded
right,
me of what you do. So. Okay.
Oh, cool. Well, I also wanted to just say one other thing.
Sure.
I know these shows tend to normally turn into just caller sessions because people just talk, and you guys are so sweet, and you just give them so much time, and everybody really appreciates it. Sure. You know, because it's just a wonderful thing to give back. I sort of wish you guys would do like a podcast that's just a topic every time, and like leave them on a YouTube I think we'd love to see you guys together, like maybe have like video type things. Cause I love listening to what you have to say. And no one I know has the type of theories that you have. They're so fascinating to me. Like I love it. So.
Oh, we really appreciate it. Well, we'll definitely, you know, we always used to discuss for 10, 15 minutes our topic and then get to callers. But we've also, you know, we also feel like we need to take calls. So because we get so many, sometimes it's difficult.
Yeah.
But we will take that into definite consideration. As I said, you know, on past shows, you've probably been listening to our recent shows. I'm like, you know, we have to get to our discussion because it's so important. So, yes. We will try to do that today. Of course, we've got such a lineup, but we really appreciate that.
Well,
Mary,
thank you so much for your time, and I'll let you guys go so you can get to the next person, but thank you so much.
Okay, look up single gun theory, though. Do that.
Single
Tell
gun
me what
theory.
You think.
I'm going to do
you
it
think
right
it's
now,
similar.
I swear.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm surprised she doesn't know them because the music that I heard from her sounds a lot like it. She does like electronic music. So there's a lot of effects and, you know, her voice. And it's interesting. She's got an 8-4 of the fifth chakra, which is great for her life because she's a singer. That's what she wants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Power in the fifth chakra. Okay. 516 is our next caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Ida from New York. Hi, guys.
Hey, Ida.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it sure
has.
Good. Ida, what's your birth date? I'm thinking she's a 6-2. I'm not sure if I remember that right, but what's your birth date?
Close, but it's 9/24/64.
64, okay, 11.
9 what, 24?
Oh, she's an 8. 9, 10, 11. Well, I didn't remember. 25, 35, 8. Okay. All right. And what's new with you, Ida?
What's new with me? A lot of different things. Doing a lot of writing. I'm going to start learning music. My spiritual side of things with meditation and yoga is, I'm just starting all this area. My question today is about moving and finances. I just lost my mom, so if there's any way she can come through, but otherwise, whatever
okay.
I'm meant to hear.
So connecting possibly with your mother and also moving in finances.
Right.
Also moving in finances. And then you're having a birthday coming up and moving.
Yes.
Do you own your home now?
Yes.
Oh, you know, interesting, Ida, because you're a 35 equals 8, and you're actually coming up on your 53rd birthday. So that's your inverted karmic number. So something significant is going to be happening coming up, for sure. Do you want to get her mother's birthday? Do you want to wait for the mother's birthday? What's your mom's birthday?
1921.
Okay.
Yes.
And what was her name?
29, I'm sorry.
29. Okay, that changes things. Oh, what was her name? 2, 3, 4, 14.
Ida, E-D-A.
You were named after her.
Yeah.
25, 7.
Yeah.
Okay, she was also Ida. 5, 4, 1, 10 equals 1.
The years are, let's see here, the years are not interchangeable.
But the days are.
Yeah.
24 and 21. Your 2 to her 1 become her day 21, and your her 2 to your 4 become your day.
There's some 24. Significance there, but the Okay, so right now there's an animal imagery going on with your mother in terms of the message to you. Now, in terms of animal spirit, I don't know if your mother was involved with animals or she liked animals, but it doesn't, right at the moment, that may account for it, that may not. But what she's sending me are a lot of images of birds, now specifically songbirds. So
okay.
The element of songbirds can signify, as I think about it now, your connection to maybe getting into music. Is that what you said?
Yes.
So there's something about that. Was there any early trigger of music in your lifetime with either a piano or a violin or anything in childhood where you briefly were exposed to musical instruments?
Well, yes, in school, naturally, in learning music in school.
Did you have an instrument that you played?
Not really. I mean, whatever it was, the violin or the flute or whatever it was.
Okay.
She says she's taking music lessons now.
Oh, well, your mother seems to be... Okay, your mother's crossed over. Okay, so she's over there now. In our element of discussion, what she seems to be connecting to is your musical desires. And she's sending me images of songbirds. Now, this is coming from her, not prompted by what you said before. This is actually coming from her. Did you have any... Well, I'm just curious. Did you have any animals?
This might... I write songs. And I feed the birds like 4 times a day. So I don't think that's a connection.
And what type of lessons are, what type of music lessons are you taking?
I just started to read music. I just started.
To read music and you're writing music already?
I'm writing songs, yeah. But
you're
I send the songs out.
Like...
I write the lyrics and I send them out for somebody else to sing them.
Okay.
So you're writing lyrics.
So now I
want to, writing on the staff.
Okay.
So now I want to do the sound,
the notes, and all that.
Your mother's communication. She's aware of you feeding the songbirds, the birds, 4 times a day, which is heart.
Which is her.
4 is also
number.
In your day of 24. That represents heart. It's also your fire number in your day.
And she's also in her year.
Yeah. And so she's aware of that. So she's letting you know that she's consciously in the astral realm and she's consciously aware of your movements on the planet in terms of you writing lyrics, being interested in music, trying to get your interaction there going, feeding the birds. So your mother's here. Your mother's in the astral realm and able to communicate through us as interpreters messages to you in terms of those blessings. So she's telling you to keep that up. Feeding birds is a gift. It's a gift you give to God's creatures as much as stepping out of your own, whatever comfort zone you are as a person and making sure that you're taking care of the animals of the planet. And birds are a blessing. They are part of the notes of life.
Yes,
in fact,
yes.
Birds are
Thank
probably
you.
The first musical... Well, they're not the first musical creatures on the planet, but they certainly could take credit for standing in front
of
the line.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what she's saying to you is that you're going to have a blessing here coming up.
And so she's thinking about a move of, can we tie that into this? Because we've got to either get to our topic or one's other dollars.
That's the transplant of nest. You're moving to a new nest. So it's a migration of sorts. That's what birds do. They leave their nest and they build a new nest as they turn into from a little chicklings to a solid bird. You're moving and making a transition to another nest.
If she are you planning on moving definitely? Or are you wondering if it's a good idea?
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's something that I'm going to have to need to do, and that would be like in 2 years.
And you're planning on selling your home, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
me, it's probably Yeah, you see, there's a reason why you have this desire. Some people have desires that doesn't pan out. There's a reason for this desire because you're going through somewhat of a change in your energy. You are 20 years past the, well, you're not, you're 35, 45, you're 17 years past the
age of
35.
But she's going to be 53, which is her inverted karmic number.
Yeah.
So that would be the change.
That's the change.
Yeah.
You're going through a change. So you should explore the move. And
mm-hmm.
if you have a lot of equity in your home, yeah, you should explore the move. Do you have equity in your home? Yeah, you should explore the move. And because there's some changes going on. I mean, I hate to see what happens to the birds you're not going to feed.
No, I know.
But,
I know.
You don't have to move.
Because doesn't want you to stop feeding the birds. That's the truth.
That's part of it.
Buy a vacation home and keep the one you're in.
He's worried about the birds.
Yeah, that's where the finances come in. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If I could, I would. Believe
me. We love birds. We love all animals, but we have a very special relationship with the birds that live in our vicinity.
Yeah, and they get to know you. They know
them.
You. They talk about you. They gossip about you. They have a whole conversation. So you're very important.
Keep them.
So
thank
I don't
you.
Know. I mean, you know, but,
yeah.
but you got some good things coming.
Thank
up.
You for connecting again.
Thank you. Oh, thank you guys so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So as we said, you know, we took the first three callers. Do you want to discuss and then get to our other callers?
We can discuss. How much time do we have left?
We have 21 minutes and we have three people waiting. And we have
a
topic.
Well, we can talk for a couple minutes and then,
Maybe we can introduce it and really do, like, promise that we're going to start with it on Wednesday.
And we have three callers left?
Yeah, we have three callers left. So,
we'll
you know,
try to get to those before we leave.
So we wanted to talk about psychic development. And obviously, this is not a topic we're going to be able to, cover in one show anyway. But, you know.
Well, psychic development, first of all, a person has to have an interest in the sixth chakra. You have to be interested in the idea that the body contains the soul and the spirit, and there's something very exciting about bridging that communication. And then from there, moving it into energy outside of the body. So there's this great communication between the inner body, the third eye, the soul and the spirit, which involves past lives and the astral realm and chakras. And then taking that and manifesting it in such a way that you begin to see results in your environment. This is what makes life rather exciting, because really, being a psychic, you have a secret weapon. I don't know if it's a secret weapon or a secret tool or some kind of secret talent. You get to use something that is beyond physicality. And that means that you can manifest and harness the astral realm that is not only within yourself, because don't forget, the astral body travels outside of the body. So it collects all this astral energy. And when it comes back into the body through the silver cord, your body is now infused with energy from the astral realm. Now that energy you have to cultivate. It's like a bee going to the flower and coming back and making honey. The honey is the astral energy turning into something that is talent and viable.
So each person is going to come into the body with a more, either less or a more developed third eye. I mean, not developed, it's the wrong thing to say. I would say aware third eye, activated third eye. Mm-hmm. Some people are going to have more psychic experiences, and some people aren't going to be connected to the psychic realm at all. And so it's going to be, you're going to have that innate ability.
Yeah.
That's
different levels. That's the tagline to discovering one's past lives, because if your past lives have been in the evolving essence of developing psychic energy, and you come back with that past development intact, then you're going to be more attuned to psychic energy. If you left the previous lifetime with a desire to want to be more psychic in having come back to the earth, then you're going to be starting off kind of fresh and new, but maybe with some hidden forms of talent or seeds in there.
Right. And so there can also be, you know, people that misuse psychic energy. They may have been very developed psychically in past lives, but they misused it. So there may be some sort of block to that development, though there may be shades of psychic
There can be block
ability.
One of the worst things, it's common, but one of the worst things is the ego, that noxious ego in psychic energy. When one's ego gets so involved in whatever talents they have that it just becomes, it doesn't really become a pure thing. It becomes something that's more self-satisfying than other satisfying. That's why we try to promote these our radio shows into being of a service to others. You know, it's not about our egos, and it's not about chit-chatting over nothing. We try to make these hours,
packed with content.
Content, but in a humble way. I mean, you know. But anyways, the essence, what you brought up, Kristen, the essence of dealing with the psychic energies, yes, does have parts of it is about the ego itself, whether it's healthy or not.
Well, and so often I hear people that say, you know, I'm psychic. I was psychic from the age of 5 or 6 years old. I had dreams, so on and so forth. But a lot of times the proper development of those psychic abilities has not been placed. And so people are claiming to be psychic where there may be psychic abilities. Yes. But as far as developing those psychic abilities, it's like any skill, you know, that you develop. You have to put the time and effort in. It doesn't matter how talented you are. You know, our great geniuses, composers, musicians, writers, they took classes and developed their skills, you know, even if they were prodigies.
Yeah, well, yeah, sure.
So
sure.
You have to develop. Go ahead.
You have to, go ahead.
And not only that, but then aside from the development of the third eye, there's, you know, the art of interpretation of the information that's being received, because you can have a very active third eye, but if you don't know how to interpret the images that are being seen, then you're going to be completely off. So it takes an intellectual development as well. I mean, it's complicated. It's not just easy.
Yeah, it's a process. And in that process, training, developing, whether you do it conventionally through a class or whether you just find your own pathway and you develop your own intuitive skills in relation to your own sense of self-discovery, they all have, there's many roads to Rome. There's many roads to the third eye. But the essence is responsibility, commitment, the sense of accuracy,
integrity.
Objectivity. Yeah. Very
integrity.
Important. So, you know, very briefly,
and we'll get to that Wednesday. Waiting, they are waiting. Well, we'll bring some of them on now, I guess. All right, 860.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Amy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. I think I called last time with my mom, so she's actually getting better. I just wanted to give you some feedback. Neil, you were talking to me about somebody who could heal my mom, and it's not that much money. And that was actually the last time I talked to you. And honestly, it came out of nowhere. I had no idea. And then, like, the following week, sure enough, you quoted the how much it would cost as well. And you said it would be $40. And sure enough, it was. So thank you for that. It's confirmation I wanted to tell you. Thought that was interesting.
Oh. Okay. That's fine, Amy. Always on the radio, though, and this is for all of our callers, always put both Neil and Kristen in our conversation. I feel more comfortable with it. Kristen feels more comfortable with it. And so signaling out, in terms of the radio,
well,
What are you going to say?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
Maybe I'm not wording it right.
No,
but,
you're right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a joint energy. Whether Neil says something, whether Kristen says something, this is our joint energy for the people that call. You know,
But aside from that, that's great validation, Amy.
Do you remember the conversation that happened?
Yeah.
That there was, so you had recommended like a healer that was
mm-hmm.
the
yes.
like, you know, kind of a maybe Native American, I don't know what type, but an older woman. And mm-hmm. she said that she found that person.
Yeah. So that's terrific. That's where the enrichment of an extraordinary conversation takes place, Amy. So there were angels around you then during that reading, and there was higher knowledge and guidance being offered to you, which obviously benefited both you and your mother. So that's a good set. That's a good energy. What you should do is continue to increase your search for that deeper essence in the
okay.
in the astral realm. I mean, I think it would be a great benefit to you. Don't you agree?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. I mean, my frequency has definitely changed, even though it's been a challenging 6 weeks, to be honest, but it only made me stronger because I was calling on angels and God and Creator all very frequently. And I'm just grateful now. So that's why I call them angels now. Is, you know, there's always a reason. And even when, you know, I'm just sitting there and just kind of in my meditative state, I'm always grateful for the just the strength and the faith that God Source Creator gives me and all of us. So,
yeah
I'm really grateful.
Being grateful is part of that interaction that yeah. secures the relationship. So that's a really good term that you used. And exploring
yes.
your relationship and your communication process with higher energies is always going to benefit you. So we encourage you to keep indulging in that and call the show. And thank you for your support.
And I really wanted to say, I had no intention of just excluding out your wife. Of course not. Both of you are a team. I just remember you telling me the information from the last time. Both of you are wonderful
right.
people in helping the world. Thank you for
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, understood. But this, you know, this is a process of energy that we're providing for the caller. So whether I say something or whether Neil says something,
yes.
it really is a both of our energy. So
it's a team effort. Yes. And I understand that. And I do. And you guys work, I must say, and I'll let you go, you guys work very well together. That's awesome. No wonder why you're together. It's just really cool team with the work part of it and as a married couple. So blessing to
you
both.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Okay, 404. Oh, I think I mixed this up.
Namaste, you guys. How are you? You too. It's Lolita.
Oh, hi. Hi, Lolita.
Hey.
Hi. Just, so Lolita is someone that used to call the show like back in 2013. And she
yes,
had, you have an ice cream business, right?
Yes, I do now. Yeah. Yeah, I have an ice cream
yeah.
business. Yeah.
But she had a dry cleaning yeah. business and so on and so forth. That was her previous. And you've talked to her privately and her father as well. And you're in what state again?
Wow. Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. And what's your birth date, Lolita?
12/30/72.
Okay. What's going on?
I really don't. I was wondering if I can get a message on what I need to know, maybe from spirit guide or an ancestor or anybody that comes through, or what you guys pick up on what I need to know at this time.
5/6/16. She's a 24/6.
I'm a 25/7.
Really? 3/4/5. 12/30/72. I probably
yes,
added
ma'am.
Something.
25/7.
Yeah, it's 25/7.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Sorry
well,
about that. Yeah, 25/7. And she is.
The
She's 40. You're going to be 45, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're asking about a message maybe from the other side. There seems to be a room. I don't know if you have any kind of room in your home that you would call or consider to be a meditation room or a room where you go in to be more spiritual. Is there any special place in your house like that?
Well, if you were actually to walk into my home, every home is actually just full of all deities. My kitchen has my altar, and my roommate upstairs works with all faiths and does healing work. So when you walk in the home itself is very spiritual. So I would definitely say the main common room will be the family room, or the kitchen is where the where I go and do the altar. But everybody living with me is actually all healers.
Oh, okay, that's why. The message coming from the other side is that the commonality, the room itself, the structure is a blessed area.
Yes,
and
it is.
You know, all I heard, you know, you had an ice cream business. So I was waiting to hear something from Ben and Jerry on the other side. We got what we seem to have gotten are kind of angels and spirits. So the element here is that your home, the vibration that you are putting in your home and sending out is being received by higher energies. Now, maybe you knew that before, maybe you didn't, but at least in this call, we're getting validation that that's what we're being told.
That's awesome. And even my ice cream store, we actually, I have an altar back in my store. It's like my office space here. And every month we do full moon meditations, readings, and cleansing. And if anyone has negative energy, we remove it right there. So, yeah, we also incorporate that in my ice cream shop.
Yeah, that single room aspect in your ice cream shop is also considered the other, quote, room. So what's also happening in this regard is that when you do ultimately cross over, there's going to be a sacred room for you for the work you're doing and for your consciousness.
Okay.
Now, that comes later. Don't worry about that. But, you know, we prepare our journey. So as we live our journey, we also prepare for the next journey. And you're obviously doing something right, is what I'm being told, Lita.
Yes. It's interesting that you say that. For the last 2 years, my goal in life is to be enlightened. So every week I'm working on a trigger and to get closer to that place of enlightenment, like Buddha sits. And so I really work on myself a lot with other healers, and I see the difference every month looking past the last year. So yeah, my life is driven a little differently.
Well, that's great. And Lolita, you're a seven. So it's wonderful to hear that you're in that spiritual energy, because there are a lot of people, just because you're a seven, it doesn't mean that you're going to be focused on spiritual things. I mean,
you graduated, your ego has graduated to the extent of being other oriented as much as you are concentrating on your own inner being. So those are really good things that are going on. You have also, because you're 1, 2, 3, that is in your month and day, that's a broken up six. So you've come back to the earth to salvage your psyche. And to turn it to something spiritual, which brings about a rebirth within yourself. That's the 7-2.
Right. And actually, the 3-2-1 or 1-2-3 is next to a 0. So, I mean, that would be a potential challenge for her to salvage the psyche. But seeing that she has done it in this lifetime is really commendable.
Yeah. Oh, you're in good shape, Lolita. Keep it up. You're doing great.
Isn't your ice cream shop like American themed? Patriotic.
Yeah, it's all Hershey's ice cream. First born generation here from India, and the whole store has like Philadelphia sports teams, history, the American flag. Yeah, it's totally awesome. It's exactly
what
I planned to
use. I'm having so many problems finding a good ice cream cone here.
We have a great vendor here, so I just use the waffle cone, sugar, and cake cone.
Is your Obama Lincoln ice cream cone a chocolate vanilla?
My Obama Lincoln, no. But my Lola Sundays.
He's teasing you. No, but seriously, I can't, like, I think they only sell like Keebler cones here, and I've been able to get Joy cones. I don't eat like a ton of ice cream, but I like a good ice cream cone. Keeblers, I must say, aren't my favorite, but they say Nabisco's Comet cones, the sugar cones, like win a lot of taste tests, but you can't get them on the West Coast where we are. So Anyway, diverting
into the supplier. Yeah, the other government supplier. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, anyway, sorry to devolve into food.
Yeah.
One of my favorite
subjects,
but
you're doing great, Lolita. So keep it up, and you know the journey continues. You have to. You're just developing, and so you have a lot. You have a lot of energy going up, coming up in your zone here.
Okay,
well,
that's awesome.
Well, 45 equals 9 equates to her 7-2.
It's a really strong energy
right now.
So she's 44. So she's going to be. She's coming up on that. So.
Hello?
I hope that's kind of answered your question. Wait, I don't even know what the question
was.
Yeah,
no, I really didn't have a question, but it was good to know what you're saying because it lets me know on right track. I just have a little weird question though. What you do, can you do the same thing for a business? Like the day a business is open, are you able to see the chart of a business? Okay.
Yeah, you can. I mean,
we don't have time today. I mean, we can quickly,
today.
2 minutes left in the show, so probably not a lot of time, but yeah.
Yeah, that
call
can
another
be done.
Show or call for private.
Yeah, call you probably in private. Okay, I appreciate you too. Thank you so much. Love and light. Have a great weekend. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Businesses are an extension of the journey of the soul. It's tribal. I mean, there's so much going on. Businesses sometimes have to do with tribal energy.
And the location could be karmic all kinds of factors that can play into
it. In the book we're working on, we have chapters devoted to that topic itself, you know, in terms of business and numbers and numerology and things like that.
Okay. Well, yes, that book, which is coming up sometime.
Yeah.
It's quite a project. So,
years in the making. Yeah.
So we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers, for joining us. Bye-bye.